Winter is on the way, and for many of us, it feels like it's already here. We've got the heat turned up high. The federal government says that the average household will pay nearly $1,000 to stay warm this season. So what can you do to avoid a high energy bill this winter? Well, joining us is Michelle Singletary. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and she's our personal finance contributor here on Day to Day. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Well, so tell us some of the top things people can do to lower their heating bills.
You know, the things I'm going to tell you are fairly inexpensive if you do them regularly. One thing is have your furnace serviced. You should do this before the winter starts every single year. Listen, when's the last time you replaced the filters on your heat pump? Gas furnaces have dirty filters and they need to be cleaned. In fact, you should be changing your filter every 1 to 2 months. Now, I know a lot of folks aren't doing that. That's one way to cut down on your energy bill. And you need to do this. My husband made me do it. Get one of those automatic thermostats so that it will set your thermostat according to when you're home and when you're not. So when you're out for the day, it lowers it so the house is cool and you don't use up energy. And when you drive up, it'll click on and the house will be nice and warm, maybe not toasty, but warm for you to come in. And listen, all of you who are going to be putting those Christmas lights out, get a timer for those lights so they're not on all night long using up all that energy. Lots of experts say you should only have your lights on for about 6 hours because, you know, after 10 o'clock, you should be in bed anyway.
Lights out.
Lights out.
Michelle
That's
says
right.
Lights out. No,
okay. That's right.
Okay, well, speaking of discipline, what temperature should people keep their thermostat at?
You should keep it between 68 and 70 degrees. Now, I'm going to be honest. Mine is a little higher than that, probably between 72. And, you know, if my husband's not looking, I might inch it up to 74. But really between 68 and 70. And if you do that, you can save yourself between 1 and 3% on your energy bill. And at $1,000 for the winter season, that still adds up.
Which, Michelle, would save you more money, a warm bath or a warm shower?
A warm shower. Now, lots of people like their baths, but, you know, bathing uses more hot water in the average household, up to 25 gallons. So a 5-minute shower uses less hot water and could add up to a lot of savings on your energy bill. So get in there, get out of there in 5 minutes and save yourself some money.
You know, that's surprising. I always heard it was the shower that wasted more water.
Well, because, you know, think about the average tub that we have in households now. Those are jacuzzi tubs with the jets and the, you know, I mean, it's like a pool almost, you know.
Yeah, you could take a bath with someone. That would save some water.
I have and it does. But I'm also married.
All right. Michelle Singletary is our regular guest on Matters of Personal Finance. Her latest book is Your Money and Your Man, How You and Prince Charming Can Spend Well and Live Rich in the Bathtub. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And if you have money questions for Michelle, we'd love to answer them. Go to our website, npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link. That's at the top of every page. Be sure to include Michelle in your subject line.